Anyway, that's the problem, and we'll look into it. Now, I would take this other and go on. I'm pleased that you feel this way about it. If you're sure, I would...
Well, I'll check with our military and Bob McNamara and others, but we just don't have enough information to mean that it is a duty of ours to go ahead with this, particularly if the Belgians feel that their use of paratroops is running its course and that we ought to do anything else by ground with the columns of the Congolese government forces that are in this general vicinity.
All right. Now, when we get back, we're going to get someone to work with Buzz, but I hope that you can make a careful study and see how many of these ambassadors. First, I don't know why the president has to receive 120 ambassadors. I would think that we ought to break with tradition and find somebody that can receive him besides the president, keeping him waiting there for an hour and a half and then getting him in for 10 minutes, getting him out, and he doesn't say anything and I don't say anything, and so on and so forth. I wish you'd study, see how we can minimize all these folks we're seeing. Jack Blinton's in here with a list of folks, and somebody writes a letter over there and sends it over from Dean Russ to me and says, please see this agricultural minister from New Zealand. Now, there are 120 countries and 120 ambassadors and 120 heads of state and the 120 ambassadors leaving. They hounded me to death until I got Correa Flores down and tell him I'm sorry and then to get him, tell him goodbye. And we got all these people that find things that the president do. I wish they'd find some things that Averill Harriman wants better relations. Let him represent the president on receiving all these damn folks or somebody else. And let me spend some time on trying to think about what I'm going to say to Wilson and Earhart and the others. And let me have the top 10 and see if we can't route every minister that comes to his minister or to his counterpart instead of bringing in...
Well,
let's make a study and see how we can keep these things as far away from the White House as possible.
This would have to be done on an international basis.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a custom that's been established.
That's right. But they used to have a custom that you'd ride in a carriage and you'd get out and kiss the lady's foot when she stepped out. But we don't do that in the jet age. And I just, I don't think you all have any idea what's upon the president. I go every night till 1 or 2 o'clock, even when I'm on a vacation.
Right.
And it's just... stuff like calling Correa Flores and telling him goodbye and telling him what all we do. And they just hound you until it's easier to do it than it is not to.
I wouldn't have sent that one to you except for the fact he's going to be foreign minister.
Well, they told me he's going to run the telephone company.
He told me he's going to be foreign minister.
I asked his wife what he's going to do. I asked the wife of the president. She said we're going to put him in charge of the telephone company.
Well, he told me himself when he was down at the ranch there, that the president-elect told him on your helicopter that he was going to make him foreign minister.
Well, that's wonderful, because the president-elect told me that he was too pro-American to have any high position. So that's an interesting... I hope it is. I hope he is.
I hope so.
I think he is pretty pro-American. Why did you leave Humphrey off that delegation? I thought we agreed that he and Mansfield would both go.
The question of he was away, and the question of rank and protocol and... got all mixed up here. We thought we'd put it up without Humphrey's direct assistance.
Wasn't
very enthusiastic about it.
Have you cleared that with Humphrey?
And it was Mike Mansfield, apparently, who had some real problems about this.
My
man was handling that. I don't know the details of the conversation.
If he hadn't cleared it with Humphrey, he better.
Uh-huh.
Because I told Humphrey he was going, in accordance with your suggestion. You recommended that Humphrey had to delegate.
I got hold of Hubert and straighten that out.
Just tell him that what it was with Mansfield. Now, also, you have your relations with Hubert where you talk to him, but tell everybody else in there, let's don't assign anything to him and don't encourage him to do this or that until you talk to me about it and talk to me about these missions, because he announced my education program yesterday, and he's announced a trip to De Gaulle a few weeks ago, and he's announced a tour to Latin America. And let's just say that the best thing you do, as quick as you can, sit down with him and say, now I'll be available to talk to you whenever you need me, and I'll assign a good, solid man to help you on these things. But I'm going to have the same relation with you that I had with President Johnson.
Right.
President Kennedy told me that the vice president, he wanted to use him, and he would suggest to me the things he wanted him to do. Now, he did suggest that he go to Berlin, and he did suggest that he go these other things, but I think the best relationship, the president and vice president, is for him to suggest it.
Right.
Instead of me to suggest it or you to suggest it.
Right.
Because if you don't, we're going to have a real problem there, and we just have to put him out in pasture. And I want to use him.
Right.
But I don't want to be using him with all those little whippersnappers in his office. He has a background there every day, and vice president's supposed to be seen and not heard. And he's telling them what all the program's going to be and how he's going to rework this and what ought to be done in Latin America. I think you better stop that and nip it in the bud and tell him how you could only act with me after Kennedy told you to, and you're going to have the same relation with him, but he can come see you anytime, and you'll give him a good man. But he must understand that even the Secretary of State defers to the president on making any statements in the foreign policy field. And you're glad that this president wants you to make them instead of him.
Right.
But that you consider that the presidency has that in his hand, and whatever he wants you to do, he tells you, and whatever he wants the vice president to do, he'll tell you, and otherwise you can't do anything about it before you get into all these problems.
That'll be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.